The Daily Dose for February 28th, rest. Why is God so concerned that his people take regular breaks from their usual activities to just rest and renew? Weekly Sabbaths, week-long festivals and feasts throughout the year, a full year of rest for the land every 7 years, a jubilee year at every 50th year where debts are forgiven, slaves are set free, ancestral lands are returned, and no one works their usual jobs. All in all, about 25% of the Israelites' calendar were days on which they were to be at rest. The only real activity during these times is worship, spending time with family, sleeping, relaxing, renewing. Sounds pretty good to our harried American lives. The principle for resting a minimum of 14% of each week originates in God, who rested from his labors after creating the world in 6 days. Our need to rest from creative activity is built into our very nature, as we are created in the image of God. Rest is far more than a cessation of labor. Biblical rest involves, first and foremost, the worship of God and community with God's children. That takes effort and preparation. It includes feasting with family and friends on the food prepared in advance for the day of rest or stored for the years of rest. Rest requires planning those days of rest with activities that renew, inspire, stretch mind and spirit, and deepen human relationships. Rest concludes with sundown, the prelude to sleep before the new week begins. In sum, the laws and regulations of the Sabbath and the festivals contained here in Leviticus point to God's concern that his people be well rested and full of gratitude to be alive on God's earth, enjoying his bounty. It's a good picture. We should remember, though, that each day can be a Sabbath of rest for the believer. We have been invited into God's rest through Christ. Rest does not just happen on Sundays or Saturdays or days off from work, or having little snippets of quiet here and there on different days. We are to be at rest every day, loving God and enjoying his bounty daily, as you'll see in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 3 through 11. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow.